Just as Australian farmers are being hit hard with record fuel and fertiliser costs, another blow is about to land. This time, it revolves around bees. In June 2022, an invasive parasite known as Varroa destructor mite was discovered at the Port of Newcastle. The mite targets European honeybees, and in 4 years, it has spread through New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria, and Australia. Once the Varroa gets into a hive, it feeds off the inhabitants, and this allows pathogens and viruses to spread amongst the bees, causing them to get sick and die. And the weakened colony is then unable to defend the hive against other pests, such as the small hive beetle, which can then invade and further decimate the honey production. And the effect has been devastating. Almost all wild European honeybees in southeast Queensland have been wiped out. And the same collapse is happening in other states, with most analysts predicting a total destruction of the feral bees. A subsequent decline in professional and hobbyist beekeepers is also expected, which will have major implications for the agricultural sector. As one of Queensland's primary beekeepers told MSN, quote, "This will be one of the greatest challenges to the existence of the industry going forward for the next 10 years at least." The arrival and spread of the mite is devastating for beekeepers, but it promises long-term pain to the horticultural industry as well. Bees contribute $14.2 billion to the Australian agricultural sector. Two-thirds of our crop production benefits from bee pollination. Almonds, cherries, avocados, apples, many stone fruit rely on both wild bees and managed hives for production. The collapsing bee population will leave farmers struggling to find pollinators. And a subsequent drop in yield will mean another financial gut punch to a sector already reeling from record gas prices, higher wages, and diminished access to critical fertilizers. By studying other nations impacted by the Varroa mite, a Wean Bee Foundation model estimates that New South Wales, Victoria, Queensland, and South Australia will face a shortfall of some 290,000 hives during the August peak pollination period. Researchers in Australia and New Zealand are scrambling to find a viable answer to the crisis, but a long-term solution could be years away, by which time Australia's wild bees will be gone, and with them, the beekeepers. Meanwhile, the mites are mutating. They're becoming increasingly resistant to previous reliable treatments. And at the moment, we're only in the invasion phase, and the industry has already been brought to its knees. Everyday Australians will soon feel the effects as crop yields drop and prices skyrocket. God records in Deuteronomy 28 that when we, quote, "hearken diligently unto the voice of the eternal thy God to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the eternal thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth." And furthermore, in verse 3, quote, "blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy ground." And verse 11, quote, "and the eternal shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body and in the fruit of thy cattle and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the eternal sware unto thy fathers to give thee." If we believe the scriptures and we can simultaneously see the plight of our farmers, there's only one conclusion to draw. We are not being blessed. Why not? Read on in verse 15. "But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the eternal thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shalt thou be in the field," it says in verse 16. "And the fruit of thy land," verse 18. "Because of thy wickedness, of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me." That's in verse 20. Look around. The blessings are vanishing as fast as the bees are. If we want to reverse this trend and get back to the blessings, there is a way. It starts the same way Deuteronomy 28 starts. Hearken diligently. That can be translated faithfully obey. Don't wait for things to get worse. Don't make God curse you and our nations even more. Start now. And if you need help, consider starting small. Start with getting back to the fundamentals. Books like Does God Exist? The Proof of the Bible. We have a whole library of books and booklets that will unlock your Bible and open a world of blessings to you. And we are happy to send them to you free of charge. And a link can be included in the show notes below.